Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Monday Coffee. We're in the thick of it now. It's Advent season, Christmas is around the corner. We have about a week and a half left before that day comes before us. So I'm assuming a lot of us are stressed about getting gifts. There's a lot of things to be done, a lot of things to get off the checklist. And we've taken a little bit of a break from this Monday Coffee. And so I just wanted to pop in and talk to you about Mary. And this is probably good for a lot of our Catholic friends or those who are that call themselves recovering Catholics that go to New Hope. But sometimes even in the Protestant church, we kind of overlook Mary. We don't talk about Mary much because of that history with the Catholic Church. And we think Protestantism thought that the Catholic Church idolized or made Mary almost into God. And so then what do you do when that happens? I guess you just don't talk about them at all. But I want to talk about her in a specific way. Mary was a unsuspecting person. It wasn't the person you thought that maybe would bring the Messiah into the world. It was a young woman who was part of a family that was just, it didn't have power or control or influence. And the angel came to Mary to tell her that she would give birth to the Messiah. So Mary didn't have any qualifications necessarily for this job, for this duty. But why I think, you know, God chose her is because she was willing to accept the gift freely, that she was in her humility and trust she gave to God, that this was going to be her story. This was going to be her part in the greater story told in this world. She didn't try to manage it. She just accepted it. And I think especially this time of year, we are trying to manage all kinds of things. We're trying to manage our life more than living it. We are trying to just get things done so we can live. And Mary kind of shows us a way of living while just accepting the gifts that come to us. That just taking a moment to realize the wonderful life that you are living, the blessings that you have all around you, and just how nobody else has the same experience as you do. That is a gift. This whole life we are given is a miracle, and it's a gift that's given freely, that there isn't terms. We often have terms for gifts, that we understand that we're going to get gifts for people this Christmas because some people are going to get us gifts also. And so there's sometimes these terms, but God is giving freely. Mary accepted freely. The other thing I find interesting is that, you know, God chose Mary. Strike one against Mary is the fact she's going to have this child out of wedlock, and Joseph is kind of saying, hey, this isn't my kid. Number two, she's just part of a poor family. And three, she's a woman, which women didn't have a very high status at that time. And I think God is making a statement here by choosing Mary to carry the Messiah into the world and also raise the Messiah. And I think if Mary can face all the adversity and the complicated feelings and the weirdness of family during this time, and also with the threat of the Roman Empire against her too, I think we all can muster up the courage to face our unlit candles this Christmas, whether it's with family or the stuff inside of us. Because Mary could do it, we can also do it. So have a great week, and Merry Christmas. Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. If you like this podcast, please rate and review us, share us with your friends. We will see you next time.